There are 11 sets in all. The last one was supposed to buy my slip. Notice how he's worked it that I get the clothes from the outside in, so I have to go through the torment of undressing in front of everybody every time another item is given back to me. He's the only one who doesn't watch. He threatened to take it all away from me again when I suggested he was missing a fabulous show. It was the first time the accumulated damage has really been on display, and I wish he would have looked at his masterpiece, at my arms particularly. Also, the first time I'd been able to stand in a while, which I wanted to show off to him. Anyway, I have decided to do without my slip, which also saves me the trouble of stripping again to put it on. And in exchange for the last code set, I have bought myself a supply of ink and paper, and some time. Von Linden has said that I have got 2 weeks, and that I can have as much paper as I need. All I have to do is cough up everything I can remember about the British war effort. And I'm going to. Von Linden resembles Captain Hook in that he is rather an upright sort of gentleman in spite of his being a brute, and I am quite Pan-like in my naive confidence that he will play by the rules and keep his word. So far, he has. To start off my confession, he's given me this lovely, creamy, embossed stationery from the Château de Bordeaux, the Bordeaux Castle Hotel, which is what this building used to be. I would not have believed a French hotel could become so forbiddingly bleak if I had not seen the barred shutters and padlocked doors with my own eyes. But you have also managed to make the whole beautiful city of Ormeaux look bleak. It is rather a lot to be resting on a single code set. But in addition to my treasonous account, I have also promised Von Linden my soul, although I do not think he takes this seriously. Anyway, it will be a relief to write anything that isn't connected with code. I'm so dreadfully sick of spewing wireless code. Only when we put all those lists to paper did I realize what a huge supply of code I do actually have in me. It's jolly astonishing, really. You stupid Nazi bastards. I'm just damned. I am utterly and completely damned. You'll shoot me at the end no matter what I do, because that's what you do to enemy agents. It's what we do to enemy agents. After I write this confession, if you don't shoot me and I ever make it home, I'll be tried and shot as a collaborator anyway. But I look at all the dark and twisted roads ahead, and this is the easy one, the obvious one. What's in my future? A tin of kerosene poured down my throat and a match held to my lips? Scalpel and acid, like the resistance boy who won't talk? My living skeleton packed up in a cattle wagon with 200 desperate others, carted off to God knows where to die of thirst before we get there? No. I'm not travelling those roads. This is the easiest. The others are too frightening even to look down. I am going to write in English. I don't have the vocabulary for a warfare account in French, and I can't write fluently enough in German. Someone will have to translate for Hauptsturmführer von Linden. Fräulein Engel can do it, she speaks English very well. She is the one who explained to me that paraffin and kerosene are the same thing. We call it paraffin at home, but the Americans call it kerosene, and that's more or less what the word sounds like in French and German too. About the paraffin, kerosene, whatever it is, I do not really believe you have a litre of kerosene to waste on me. Or do you get it on the black market? How do you claim the expense?
1 litre highly explosive fuel for execution of British spy.
Anyway, I will do my best to spare you the expense. One of the first items on the very long list I have been given to think about including in my confession is location of British airfields for invasion of Europe. Fräulein Engel will confirm that I burst out laughing when I read that. You really think I know a damn thing about where the Allies are planning to launch their invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe? I am in the Special Operations Executive because I can speak French and German and am good at making up stories, and I am a prisoner in the Ormeaux Gestapo HQ because I have no sense of direction whatsoever. Bearing in mind that the people who trained me encouraged my blissful ignorance of airfields just so I couldn't tell you such a thing if you did catch me, and not forgetting that I wasn't even told the name of the airfield we took off from when I came here, let me remind you that I had been in France less than 48 hours before that obliging agent of yours had to stop me being run over by a French van full of French chickens.